You're listening to SBS News.
An attack by Taliban militants is threatening to break down a ceasefire called by Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. Mr. Ghani declared a provisional three-month ceasefire with the Taliban on Sunday to mark the Eid al-Adha holiday, but authorities say the group kidnapped scores of passengers early on Monday after stopping three buses in northern Kunduz province. The Taliban has confirmed it was responsible and has since freed over 100 people who were captured. It all comes a day after Afghanistan was celebrating 99 years since its independence from Britain. Amid tight security, President Ashraf Ghani led an official ceremony at the Defence Ministry compound. The president made a speech to declare the ceasefire with the Taliban.
We announce a ceasefire under the conditions that the Taliban also announces and observes a ceasefire throughout these holy days, or until the time that the Taliban stay committed to it.
The declaration of a truce comes after deadly fighting earlier this month in the central city of Ghazni, where a five-day Taliban assault left more than 200 people dead and buildings in ruins. The truce announcement also came a day after clashes erupted in the northern province of Faryab. The first 6 months of this year have been deadly for Afghan civilians, with the United Nations putting the death toll at more than 1,600, the highest for a decade. In June, an unprecedented three-day ceasefire was declared during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. Australian National University professor William Maley, one of the world's leading analysts on Afghanistan, says the June truce offered some major surprises.
One of the things that was striking about the June ceasefire was that there was a lot of fraternisation between Taliban and ordinary Afghans, and that clearly scared the Taliban leaders.
But Mr. Maley is not so optimistic about the new ceasefire. He says it will probably benefit President Ashraf Ghani's government more than the country itself.
I doubt that it's going to produce a long-term shift in the situation in Afghanistan, but tactically it serves the interests of the Afghan government in that if the Taliban fail to come to the party in the light of the president's offer, then he's in a position to say to his supporters in the wider world that he hasn't left this particular stone unturned, that he's gone to the length of trying to engage diplomatically and politically with the Taliban, but they've spurned his office.
United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has welcomed the ceasefire. He says the United States is ready to support and facilitate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. In a statement, he has called it a time for peace. But Professor Maley says he is sceptical of lasting success unless Pakistan joins in the peace efforts.
Negotiations with the Taliban alone that don't address the problem of Pakistani patronage of extremism will probably lead nowhere, because even if the existing Taliban struck an agreement of some sort with the Afghan government, there would be nothing to stop Pakistan's military intelligence from assembling a new group of radicals who could be injected into Afghanistan in order to serve what it sees as its interest.
President Ghani says he hopes the latest ceasefire will bring lasting change to Afghanistan.
The Taliban are very radical.
We call on the leadership of the Taliban to welcome the wishes of Afghans for a long-lasting and real peace, and we urge them to get ready for peace talks based on Islamic values and principles.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.